One, two, clink. Cheers.
That's literally my line.
Who says clink out loud?
Cheers, girls. One, two, three, clink, or one, two, clink?
One, two, three, cheer.
Welcome to Crying in Public.
So, we are doing a part two. So, the episode subject. So we did a part one, a bunch of parts ago, talking about how to choose your major and kind of start to forge your life path. And that was mostly geared towards people who are in high school or entering college or in their first few years of college. And Sarah and I are in the phase of life where we are starting our careers, or we're in our careers slash graduating slash transitioning to post-grad life, grad school, careers, etc. So this episode's kind of more geared towards those graduating college or those who didn't go to college or just those entering the phase of adulthood. We're kind of like really, really, really on our own for the first time, trying to figure out like how to do a career path, how to figure out what situation's best for you, whether it's grad school, whether it's no school at all, whether it's choosing a career, whether it's trying out careers, etc. So yeah.
I would love to listen to an episode like this, porque I just quit one of my jobs. I just quit my most steady job, unfortunately, because my schedule is so like jam-packed, you know, with my last semester of school and with the podcast and with my social media and stuff, that I literally cannot put 100% into it. And like, that's something I pride myself on, like putting 100% everything that I do. So like, let me know what I'm supposed to do now. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Because that was my steady stream of income. So now I actually have to like show up for myself. And, you know, 2022, new year, new me, it's the time for it. But I'm scared.
Now I feel you. Well, hey, I think showing up for yourself is a good title for this episode. But yeah.
Thank you.
Sarah and
Thank
I.
Thank you.
I think
here all week.
Hey. That one worked. TV talk, we're still gonna work on. We're gonna workshop that one a little bit. But that one did work. Good job, Sarah.
The way I was so proud of TV talk.
I know. You're like, I did something. And I was like, you did something. Was it the thing? We don't know yet. Anyway. Oh, we should do like, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I think also Sarah and I are good people to talk about this with, just because as we talked about in the last episode, we came from different backgrounds, different interests, ended up in the same major, but taking two very different life paths from that major. So showing that choosing your major is not the end-all be-all of what your future is going to be. It can help inform it, it can help guide it, but it's not the end-all be-all. So we're going to briefly talk about what our plans are going forward a little bit that we know of and are thinking of. And then we'll talk about like how we came to those decisions, advice we have, etc. I pulled that out of my fourth butthole.
I liked it. Oh yeah, I bet my fourth nut to my mom today. Like I was like, I'll bet my fourth nut that whatever. And she was like, you don't have any nuts, so that's irrelevant. And I was like, that's the joke. She was like, Sarah, you don't have nuts, like very seriously. And I was like, you're right.
I'm so dead.
Yeah, but so, you know, we did touch a little bit on this in the last episode. But hello, this is Sarah speaking. And
Sarah speaking.
And my life trajectory has changed like 90 times. You know, in high school, I wanted to do musical theater. At the beginning of college, I really wanted to do public relations, which is still on the table. I really wanted to do marketing sophomore and junior year, and advertising sophomore and junior year. Like I wanted to go into that realm. And senior year, especially right after we began the podcast, my life has been, and especially after COVID, my life has been revolving around the digital social media sphere.
The digital realm.
You know,
wait, did I just outshine you vocally? whoa, there. This is a first. I think you were slightly off pitch, but it's whatever. We'll let it slide.
No, we won't talk about it. But it's funny because on the top of my resume, I have my name, my city, my number, and then I have like a summary. And in the summary, I say like, I'm a diligent student ready to learn and experience the social media sphere.
Aww. That's so cute. Mine's like Crime City. I
But yeah, so to recap, my life has changed multiple times, and I had, you know, last year in 2021, I had gotten a job in event directing, which was very new. So I had to put all my social media stuff on hold. And then I was putting my school on hold, which is kind of like why I made that decision to step down. But it was really cool, and I gained a lot of that knowledge, but that totally goes to show you that, like, I am a major in communications. I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to go into musical theater. I wanted to do, like, public relations and advertising, and, like, now I'm here in social media and this podcast. So I guess that just indicates how much things can change, so it doesn't really matter.
Aw, purr. So going off of what Sarah was talking about, I wanted to be a showrunner or a screenwriter. Then I was like, nar. And yeah. I was going to politics, and I was like, nar for now. And then Sarah and I are in the same major. It's media
media culture
and communications. I just call it MCC. I never like say it out. But we were both on the same tracks also, and our tracks are concentrations in politics and entertainment. Sarah and I have a legal class together this semester. The way we're going to annoy everyone. Like, if we have any, like, you know, like, fake, like, where I forget the word, cases. I was like, fake legal things. And Sarah and I get to be on the same team. The way we're going to annoy everyone. I cannot wait. But, so yeah, politics, entertainment. I'm so excited.
Okay, good. I'm only taking this class because Cindy convinced me. Like, I was not going to take this class. And then Cindy was like, think about it. This is our last, this is the last class we're ever going to take together in our lives. And I was like, and then it made me all nostalgic. So then I clicked it. I enrolled, whatever. The class seems really interesting. So it's not like it's, oh, I didn't want to take it because it looks boring. But I was just scared to take it because it's literally a politics law class. And I'm going to be like, I don't want to be.
No, but like, purr.
I am on TikTok. Don't look at me.
I'm so dead. Yeah, so Sarah and I have always had a class together, like, almost every semester. It's part of our codependency, because we do everything together. So, yes. And I decided my junior year, I've always wanted to be a lawyer. I've always aspired to it. I was like, today I'm going to take the plunge. I studied for the LSAT, took the LSAT, did my applications, applied to law school, went to Columbia, and so, yeah, I am going the law school path. What am I going to do after? I don't really know, but I am excited. Sarah and I obviously went very different paths. She is pursuing a career straight out of college. I'm going to grad school. And I think we just give advice on, like, why we took our certain paths and advice for it. If you want to go first, Miss Sarah, like, what do you want to do social media full time? What are your goals, etc.?
Yeah. So, a big pro of why I'm taking a lot of time. A positive part, just let me get my stuff together. Give me a second. A very big upside to why I need mental help right now. A very big upside to what am I saying?
I don't quite know. To going, like, straight into a career.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. What? All right. A very big upside for me for not going to grad school and going straight into career is because I don't, my field isn't necessarily like being a lawyer or being a doctor. You know, like, I didn't have to take any LSATs or MCATs. So to me, I don't really see a point in grad school. Like, it doesn't make sense for me at this time. The GI Bill got me all through college, thanks to my dad, because he was in the military, went to the Naval Academy, etc. So I kind of, like, hightailed it on that. But if I did go to grad school, that would be, like, weird for me financially, just because I am going to be financially independent, or as much as I can, after I graduate undergrad. So, and I really, like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that is a really big part of it, like, finances. And also another really big part in it is because of, like, the job that I want to do, social media, like specifically social media, what matters more in that field is the experience that you have, not really like the grades you get or what schools you went to. NYU definitely looks really impressive on a resume. I'm not denying that. And I'm really blessed to have gone to an amazing school, and like I really value my education there. But grad school, I don't think was the right decision for me, just because I've spoken to a lot of professionals in my industry, and I've heard from every single one of them that like it's the experience you get, not really like the amount of education you have. It's quality over quantity. And I just really need something to show for myself, like for my own social media and for the other work that I do for other brand social media, and especially this podcast. You know, like this podcast has been our baby since like beginning of junior year of college. And we're really into it, and I really, really want to make this work long term. So that those are my reasons for not going to grad school, and I'm really excited about it. Also because school's not my thing. You know, like I suck under pressure. I'm not good at like that kind of learning. I think the American education, including like the college system, I think it sucks, and I can't wait to be out of it and just be completely independent. What do you think about that?
What are your goals of social media in terms of like starting your career?
Like, I feel like I'm getting interviewed. My goals is to gain a lot of followers for myself. I want to post consistently. I want to start posting 2 or 3 times a day. This is all personally. So I want to start posting more consistently. I want to start posting better quality. I want to be innovative, because recently I've just been going through the motions, no really creativity, but I haven't really been proactive in like garnering creativity for myself. So I've just kind of been posting what I want to post, what takes the least amount of time, so I can get on with the rest of my work that I have to do for my 9-to-5, and like that's it. So I really want to get that creative spark back, because it really, really gets me going. Like that's what wakes me up in the morning. It doesn't even feel like work to me, but recently it has been, and I really want to change that, and I think I can. So that follower increase, engagement increase, but that comes along with followers for me, and that motivation, like that mind change, you know what I mean? That's really important. And
you
another
said
goal
mind,
is
mind
to
change.
Mind change.
We do that. We do that hand so much, and it's so funny. I wish they could see us doing this, but yes.
I just take it out. But it's funny. But most importantly, another goal is with the brands that I work for. I want to encompass 2 or 3 more brands into my roster, so I can really work on their social media and content full time. And like, that's what I want my job to be. And I'm already on the right track. I just need to actually put more effort into that, which I'm really excited about.
Meow. What's that saying? Let's put a pin in it. Love that for you. Supporting you, cheering you on. I'll always comment something stupid on your videos.
Cindy's always the first one to comment on my videos without fail, and it's the best.
It'd be really embarrassing. Like, she'll, let's say, posted 0 seconds ago, I'm like, hi. Life.
Cindy.
Okay. Yes. So, my advice for anyone who's...
Oh, I was going to ask you the question. Stop it.
Okay, yeah, you go.
Let me ask you like an interviewer.
Let me say something really quickly, because I'm going to forget, and then we'll go back.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyone who's trying to, like, decide between doing a career or going to grad school, especially if you're considering something like a PhD or a master's or an MBA or like, is there like a post nursing school, whatever that is, and or like a law degree, I think if you're even remotely considering it, the possibility of it starting like your sophomore or junior year, do some research, because a lot of the requirements of certain programs begin your junior year, whether it's studying for the GRE, for the MCAT, for the LSAT. Some schools may require you to take a test, you want time to study, or if you want to maybe pursue a 5-year program where you can finish your master's while you're in your undergrad, because that might be more cost effective. I think just if you even begin to think about wanting to do grad school to like maybe negotiate better pay when you graduate, or maybe you want to take a gap year or 2 gap years after you graduate from college just to get work experience or save up money to pay for grad school, I think just start thinking about that as soon as you can, or as far back as you can, just so you have more time to prepare yourself and you're not stressed out like some of us. But yeah, okay, answer that before.
So, Sydney, now that I've rambled on for like 10 straight minutes, what do you think, what do you think motivated you to choose law school overall? What do you think, what do you want to do after grad school? Like, what are you hoping to accomplish from it? And what do you think, like, what are you really excited about having that extra, having those extra school years under your belt?
Money, money, money. Ain't it funny?
Must be funny.
I'm kidding. I think that at the cornerstone of all my interests is law, whether or not it's politics or policy or big law or entertainment law, all the things I'm interested in kind of have to do with law. And also, if I don't end up being a lawyer, which I want to be, I think also having a JD, they call it JD adjacent jobs, it just helps to negotiate, because no matter what field you go into, the law affects it. You know, it's just a part of life. So no matter what I do, I think it'll be helpful, but I do have a passion about wanting to help people and, you know, claps. I do want to help people. I do want to make a difference, as cliche as it is. And I think it's the best way to do it. And also, like, when it comes to social justice, things like that, I'm also interested in. You can't change something you don't understand. So that's kind of my basis of wanting to go into law. But, yeah.
Cindy and I are very big proponents of, like, if you don't understand something, like, how are you going to start changing? Like, you can't, like, if you're really passionate about something and don't understand it, why?
Yeah, because, is that Jaclyn Hill morph palette? Morphine?
You know it. You know it. What were you saying?
I thought you were about to talk. I was like,
no.
I love that, you were that saying nice something. Silence.
Yeah. No, you were saying something.
No, I was done.
Oh, I thought you started to talk about, like, yeah, like, not understanding something is, like... And then you, like, trailed off.
And I was just being like, yeah, like, you can't really change something you don't, or you can't really complain about something you don't even want to, like, take the time to understand or learn, you know?
Yes. Okay, so what are you, this is actually a really interesting question that I just thought of for you. What are you most excited about, like, getting from grad school, and what are you least, like, what are you most nervous about grad school?
Most nervous about exams, and also, like, Ivy Leagues are known for being, like, extremely competitive, like, competitive, so I'm a bit scared about that, but... I'm excited to meet some brilliant people and learn from them, some new friendships, just have a better understanding of, like, the way things work. I love learning, so more of that. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to embarking on a lifelong career.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being, like, filthy rich and paying for my dinner.
I'm so dead.
Just kidding. No, never. I'm literally never asking.
So dead. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to go out to dinner with all you guys, and y'all are going to be like, oh, let's get $40 martinis. I'm gonna be like, haha, I'm in grad school. And y'all careers.
No, but that's okay, because then once you start making over three figures a year, I'm gonna be living in your apartment, and all you wanna do is get $40 martinis.
Baby girl, three figures is like $100. You mean six figures? Watch Sarah go, yeah, my goal is to make three figures. Oh, that's our girl.
Did I literally see that?
I'm so dead. Like, girl, that's literally $100.
That's our girl. You know me so well. That's our girl. I can't believe you caught that. I would never have caught that. Oh,
you're
my God.
So
okay,
funny.
Six figures. You'll be making six figures. I'll be sleeping on your floor. Meow.
Yeah, I'll be making zero while y'all are making like 10. So.
And also, I mean, the best form of, like, here's why I'm best at the job is, like, I literally tried it for myself, and, like, here's what I was able to do, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's the best bragging right, literally ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm really excited. It just gets me, like, my dream my whole life. Like, I started watching Sex and the City when I was in second grade. I wanted to be a Broadway star since I was four. I've always wanted to move to New York City and be immersed in the culture and, like, do all of the fun things that I'm able to do right now because of my social media. So I think it provided me so many opportunities that I feel like I need to stay in that world, because I that's what I love doing right now. It might change. I might want to be, like, in finance later, but ew, can you imagine?
I can't. You're like, you show up in your pink suit. Why are you guys all so drabby today? No, Sarah?
The stock market is going to drop 6 points.
No, market. Y'all gonna be in your office and you're gonna be like, do you see the city we live in right now? Like, fuck. I have a video of Sarah Ashley saying that. I'm so dead. Sarah's so funny.
You should post that as a video on the oh my god, did you ever post that thing that I told you to post, the TikTok? That's my opinion.
I haven't posted the graphic for that video yet.
Episode. When you do, oh my god, do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like that video of the Real Housewives post season chat, everybody's like, you know, arguing, and then one girl's like, how do you know what's good for me? And the other woman's like, that's my opinion.
I'm so good. No, all the good sound bites come from, I'll cut that out, all of them come from Real Housewives, usually Atlanta. Yeah. But
yeah. And so that's my favorite video of all time. And like, our 2 episodes ago, we did an episode about like our unpopular opinion. So Sydney is gonna post like the graphic on it in our Instagram, and then it's gonna be a slideshow, and that video is gonna be that.
Yeah. Choosing a emoji to go into your bio is so much work. I've been sitting here for like this entire episode trying to find the single emoji to put in my bio.
Yeah, we're way over. We're almost at 40 minutes right now. So, yeah,
so we're done. Bye.
Lots of fun editing this. Love you. All right, you guys, that's it for this episode. We hope you got some valuable advice from us. We're in it right now. Like, we have no idea what we're doing. We're all very, like, scared, all of us, meaning Sydney and I. You know, we're still very young, and our motivations and our passions and our career paths could totally change. So take it all with a grain of salt, but just know that, like, this is what we're going through, and we hope that if you're in a kind of pickle, we hope that it helped you out. So if you want to keep listening, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart, wherever you get your podcasts, really. And we're also on social media on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at the same freaking name. We love you guys forever. Thank you so much for your support. I mentioned in the last episode, we've seen like a huge uptick in listenership recently. We don't know why. We don't know what we did, because we suck, but we love you guys.
We suck for you. Ew, that sounds so wrong.
What'd you say?
I said we suck for you. But we just hit 600,000. I forgot to tell Sarah that. That's what I meant to tell you. That was the other thing. So we're going to do a giveaway. My boobs look giant. Look like some big old melons in this vest.
They do.
Some big old nerdy melons.
I like them. Ew. We'll think we're lesbians.
Yeah. So. No, literally, I have to tell everyone we're not in a relationship. We're just codependent.
Yeah. The only thing we don't do is, like we're just weird with each other. Like, we literally never touch each other, though. Like, even hugging, Sydney and I were like,
yeah, okay, when we hug, I'm like, adios. Yeah, back up.
Yeah, seriously, ew. All right. Love you guys. Goodbye.
Bye.